Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. The mob comes equipped.
The infamous, the reference in that lyric, was the hip-hop duo Mobb Deep's breakthrough album back in 1995. And the infamous is the name that one half of that group, Albert Johnson, better known as Prodigy, has given his publishing imprint, Infamous Books, which brings so-called street lit into a publishing house, in this case, Brooklyn's Akashic Books. With the big book publishing show, Book Expo, happening this week at the Javits Center, we'll take a look for our last few minutes today at this corner of the industry with Prodigy, who is on his way up the elevator and should be in our studio any second. But here already, two of his three authors, Miasha, author of Swing, and Quan, author of Black Lotus. And a shout-out to your third author, Jacobus Coleman. He joins you tonight at your launch event for the new titles at the Mysterious Bookstore at 58 Warren Street in Lower Manhattan. So welcome to WNYC, Miasha and Quan.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Miasha, you wanted to say something about Maya Angelou by way of segue from the last segment?
Well, I mean, she definitely was an inspiration to me since I was a little girl. I've always looked up to Maya Angelou. It goes without saying that her writing is legendary, and me as a writer, I just take my hat off to her.
Quan, this term, street lit, people think of the books that they see out on card tables set up on the street somewhere, as opposed to what they may find in a conventional storefront bookstore. Is street lit, what does the term street lit mean to you?
Well, street lit is just a label that was just slapped on us because a lot of us come from a certain demographic. So they equated it to like the whole hip-hop urban movement, which I think is a bit unfair. I mean, why can't we just be writers?
Why can't you just be writers? Good question. And are there barriers to getting your books into bookstores and that's why they wind up getting sold on the street? Or is that in addition to bookstores?
Well, in the beginning, none of the major retail stores carried us, so all we had was kind of like the out-of-the-trunk hustle and the street vendors and the mom-and-pop stores. It took a while before it caught on, and we were, like, embraced by Walmart and Barnes & Noble and Borders when they were still around.
And so is this imprint that Prodigy is starting, Miasha, an attempt to kind of bridge that gap and take the kind of content that we think of with street lit more mainstream?
I think that it's basically Akashic saw that street lit was becoming mainstream. When I got into this in 2006, my books were put in all of the national chain stores, the Barnes and Nobles, the Borders. It was at that point, it was already an accepted genre. And so I think that Infamous and Akashic, they've realized that this is a more mainstream avenue, and they basically are going to broaden it.
Tell us about your book, Quan.
Black Lotus is a bit different than what people would normally get from me because, as you said, I'm a quote-unquote street writer. But Black Lotus is more of a murder mystery, and it involves a detective who is for lack of a better word, kind of dirty. And he's running a backdoor investigation trying to catch a serial killer called the Black Lotus who is committing these murders around the city.
And Miasha, how about yours?
Swing is my first erotica book, and it's basically about four couples who have a common place, which is Puss in Boots, the Swingers Club, where their wildest fantasies birth their worst nightmares. So it exposes the culture of swinging and the lifestyle of it, but it also exposes some dangers when couples go into it with ulterior motives.
Library Journal said your writing is stark and unrelenting and that, quote, readers seeking more frivolous entertainment might want to pass on this one. Does that help or hurt sales to be labeled not frivolous?
No, it helps because I think there's so many projects being put out that would be considered frivolous that the readers are tired of. They want stuff that they can really grasp and things that they can talk about later on and that they can have discussions about. And so I think that definitely helps.
And Quan, there's sometimes criticism of street lit in the violence that it depicts and whether it winds up just simply being true to the experience that you're writing about that people actually have in real life, or winds up encouraging criminal activity. This has been going on your whole career, right?
Yeah, this has always been something that I've had to deal with. People like, well, it glorifies violence. It doesn't glorify violence. I'm just painting you a vivid picture of what I see when I look out of my window, things that are going on in the neighborhood. So it's like if you shed enough light on something, maybe someone will get around to doing something about it. So it's really like with my books, you can learn a lesson, a moral lesson, without having to actually be put through it. So if you're a kid who's on the fence about gangbanging and you may read Gangster and see what happened to Lulo, it could change your perception about what the life is really about.
So by depicting it, you think you're discouraging it rather than encouraging it, not even being neutral, but discouraging.
Yeah, because there are no happy endings in any of my books. If you play, you pay, and that's the way it is. It'd be giving you a false reality if you have the drug dealer or whatever that rides up into the sunset. That's not how it goes. You die, you go to prison.
And Miesha, I see that Akashic Books uses the tagline, reverse gentrification of the literary world. Ha. Hmm. Do you see that happening?
I do, in a sense. The business has definitely changed tremendously. And I think that Akashic is trying to go back to that grassroots way of doing it. And I think that they're trying to get authors who have a sense of what it was like when it was that way to come on board and take that to that next level.
Miesha, author of Swing, Kwan, author of Black Lotus, and we thank Prodigy for helping us to set this up, even though transportation problems made him not make the gig. And they will be joined by another fellow infamous imprint author tonight at 6:30 at the Mysterious Bookstore at 58 Warren Street in Lower Manhattan, and a book fair in Jamaica, Queens, this weekend. Thanks for coming.
No, that's Jamaica.
Oh, the island of
Jamaica. Yeah, the island of Jamaica.
Oh, sorry. I guess most of our listeners won't make that one.